Start with the Gemara and Dalet Amud Beis at the top. Again, we already saw in the Mishnah a machlokes whether when an Eid Zomim already gets Kasha Zomim, does he get Malkus on top of that? Or does he only get the Kasha Zomim? The Chachamim say, no, if you're paying money or if you're already getting one Malkus for Kasha Zomim, you don't get any additional Malkus. But Rav Meir says you get Kasha Zomim plus Malkus, says the Gemara at the very top of Dalet Amud Beis. Bishlam al Rabbanan, I understand the Rabbanan's opinion that you're only going to get one punishment because Kidei Rish Aso Ksiv. The Pasuk says Kidei Rish Aso, and Kidei Rish Aso teaches us that Mishum Risha Achas Ata Mechaivo, Vieta Mechaivo Mishum Shtei Rishayos. We can only punish a person with one punishment. We cannot punish a person for two evils. We cannot punish a person with two punishments. So it makes a lot of sense that the Chachamim are going to say, you get Kasha Zamam and only Kasha Zamam, not Malkus also. Ela Rabbi Meir my taima. But why does Rabbi Meir hold that in addition to Kasha Zamam, you also get what? Malkus. Why does Rabbi Meir say that? Amar Ula, so Ula explains, here's why Rabbi Meir says it. Gamar mi motzi shemra. He derives this from the halacha of motzi shemra, important concept, motzi shemra. Motzi shemra is when a man accuses his new wife of having been unfaithful to him, of having cheated on him while they were in that intermediate stage of erusin, before nisuin. He accuses her of having cheated on him, and he's motzi shemra. He says some bad things about her, namely that she cheated on him during the stage of erusin. And he's punished for being motzi shemra. How is he punished? He has to pay a penalty, plus he gets malkus. So Rameir says, you see by motzi shemra. Ma motzi shemra loke umishalem. Just like by motzi shemra, you get malkus and what? What's umishalem? And you have to pay sa'afka loke umishalem. So by Edom Zomim, you could also have to get malkus and have to pay. You'll get two. Says the Gemara, wait, you can't learn from motzi shemra. Motzi shemra is special because mala motzi shemra shekein knas. Motzi shemra is a knas. What is the definition of knas? A penalty, something that doesn't, that the monetary amount that you're paying has nothing to do with the damage that you caused. It's a penalty. It's totally different. Answers the Gemara, yeah, motzi shemra is a knas, but you know what Rav Meir holds? So is Edom Zomimin. Edom Zomimin is also a knas. Remember, we had that discussion on Daf Beis on Beis. Savala k'Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Meir must hold like Rabbi Akiva, da'amar Edom Zomimin knasahu. Who also holds Edom Zomimin is a knas? Main point number one. The Chachamim hold you only get one punishment for Edom Zomimin because of Kidei Rish Aso. Because of Kidei Rish Aso. Rav Meir holds you get two punishments for Edom Zomimin just like by Motzi Shemra. The Chamold, you got only one punishment for Edom Zomimin because of Kidei Rish Aso. Rav Meir holds you get two punishments for Edom Zomimin just like by Motzi Shemra. And again, it's important to know the concepts Kidei Rish Aso, Motzi Shemra, Knas. All of these things are important to know. Rav Meir holds you get two punishments because it's just like Motzi Shemra. You get two punishments for Edom Zomimin because Edom Zomimin is just like Motzi Shemra. Why is it just like Motzi Shemra? They are both a knas. Okay, Ika Damasni Lahadu Ula Aha. Some apply the comment of Ula on the following discussion. Ditanya. We have a brisa that quotes a pasuk about a totally different Isser. The Isser is, the pasuk says, Lo sosiru mimenu ad boker. Don't leave over any parts of your karban until the morning. Vahanosar mimenu ad boker. And whatever you do leave until the morning, the pasuk goes on to say you have to burn, you have to destroy. Meaning you have X amount of time to eat your karban. Let's say it's karban shlam that you bring today on Monday morning. You could eat it Monday morning, Monday night, Tuesday afternoon, Tuesday morning. Once Tuesday night comes, forget it, you're not allowed to eat it anymore. By Wednesday morning, if there's still any meat left over, you have to burn it. Hanosar, nosar is an important concept. Leftover meat of a karban past the time that you're allowed to eat it. Nosar. Anything that's left over until the morning, you have to burn it. So there's an isser, you're not allowed to leave it over, But then there's a mitzvah that if you do leave it over, what do you have to do? You burn it. This pasuk is giving us an asay of what to do after you've already violated the los asay. Lomar, to tell you she'ein lokin alav, that you don't get malchus on it. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, that's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Meaning, you're not going to get malchus on the isur of nosar on leaving over meat of a carbon. You know why? Because this is what we call a lav hanitak la'asay. A lav, a los asay that can be fixed by then doing a mitzvah. The isur is, don't leave it over. How do you fix the isur? By doing the mitzvah of burning it, just like stealing. The isur is to steal, but you can fix the isur by returning it. So that's why you don't get malchus for stealing. That's why you don't get malchus for no sir, according to Rabbi Yehuda. We'll get to questions later, but right now I just want to get down the unless there's something that's really you don't understand about the actual pshat in the Gemara. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva says, Nah, lo min hashem uzeh. I agree that you don't get malchus for no sir, but that's not why. It's not because it's a lav anita klase. Elimishum davale, lav she'in bo ma'ase. It's because it's a lav that doesn't involve any action. How does one violate no sir? How do you violate no sir? What do? You just leave it. You just leave the meat there. You don't do anything. Any lav that doesn't involve action, you don't get malchus on. So what do you see from here? Mechlal de Rabbi Yehuda Savar. Rabbi Yehuda, who said that the reason you don't get malchus on Nosar is because it's lav anita klase, must hold that lav shein b'maisa lokin alav. Then you do get malchus on a lav shein b'maisa. That's why he said the reason you don't get malchus on Nosar is because lav anita klase. Because he thinks lav shein b'maisa you do get malchus on. Asks the Gemara, Minale, where does Rabbi Yehuda know, from where does Rabbi Yehuda know that you don't get Malkus, I'm sorry, that you do get Malkus on a lav she'in bo maisa, on a lav that does not involve any action? The Gemara is going to have three possibilities. Possibility number one is going to be one halacha that he learns it from. Possibility number two is going to be a second halacha he might learn it from. Possibility number three is going to say, no, neither of those halachas are a good source unless you put them both together. And when you put them together, they can together work as a good source for Rabbi Yehuda. So where does Rabbi Yehuda know that you get Malkus for a lav shein b'maisa, because that's what he believes? Answer number one, Amar Ula. Ula says, Gamar mi motzi shemra. He learns it from motzi shemra. How does one violate motzi shemra? What does he do? He speaks. Is speaking an action? We view it as not an action. So it's a lav shein b'maisa. And what do you get from motzi shemra? You get Malkus. So he learns it from Motzi Shemra. Ma, Motzi Shemra, Lav Shein Bo Maisa, Lokin Lav. Just like Motzi Shemra is a Lav Shein Bo Maisa. And still you get Malkus. Avka Lav Shein Bo Maisa, Lokin Lav. So every Lav Shein Bo Maisa you get Malkus. Says the Gemara, no, you can't learn from Motzi Shemra. Ma, Motzi Shemra, Shekin Loko Mishalim. Motzi Shemra is weird. It's different. How do I know? Because you get Malkus and you have to pay for it. So that makes it very unusual. You get two punishments for it. Ella, so he says, okay, you're right. We can't learn from Motzi Shemra. Ella Amrei Shlakish Gamar May Edom Zomimin. We learn from Edom Zomimin. How does one violate Edom Zomimin? What do? Just words. And nevertheless, what do you get for violating Edom Zomimin? Sometimes at least? Malchus, you get lashes. Ma Edom Zomimin Lav Shein B'maisa Lokin Love. So just like Edom Zomimin. It's a Lav Shein B'maisa and you get Malchus. Avka Lav Shein B'maisa Lokin Love. So to every Lav Shein B'maisa, you get Malchus. Says the Gemara, Madit Leidim Zomim Shkenein Srichan Hasra'ah. You can't learn from Eidim Zomim, because Eidim Zomim doesn't require any Hasra'ah. You don't need to be warned before you're an Eid Zomim. You don't need to be warned before we punish you for being an Eid Zomim. Every other punishment in the world, we're not going to give it to you unless you were pre-warned. But Eidim Zomim don't get a Hasra'ah. They don't get warning. Hasra'ah is an important concept. It means warning in advance. So you can't learn anything from Eidim Zomim. Eidim Zomim is different. It's weird. It's unusual. Says the Gemara, okay, you're right, but Motzi Shemra Yochiach. What that means is, take the combination of Edom Zomim and Motzi Shemra and use them together as models to teach that you can get Malkus for a Lav She'in Bo Maisa. What are you going to tell me? That you can't learn from Edom Zomim because Edom Zomim doesn't require Asra? Yeah, but Motzi Shemra does. Does require Asra. What are you going to tell me? You can't learn from Motzi Shemra because Motzi Shemra is Loke U'mishalim? but Edom Zomen is not loka umishalom. Edom Zomen, you only get one punishment. So you see, between the two of them, you have enough to be able to derive that any lav shem b'maisa you do get malchus for. Motzi shemra yochiach. Motzi shemra will prove it. V'chazer adin, and it will keep going back and forth. Lo ri'izek ri'izeh, v'lo ri'izek ri'izeh. This one is not like this one, and this one's not like that one. Meaning, Motzi Shemra is different than Edom Zomen. Edom Zomen is different than Motzi Shemra. Each one has its own chumras. Hatzada Shava is an important concept. The common denominator between the two of them, Shabahen, that they both have, that Motzi Shemra and Edom Zomen both have, is that Lav She'ein Bo Maisa. Both Motzi Shemra and Edom Zomen are what? Hello? Both Moshe Shem and Edom Zomen are, it helps if you have a Gemara, Lav She'ein Bo Maisa, V'lokin Alav, and they both get what punishment? Malchus. Av Kol Lav She'ein Bo Maisa, Lokin Alav. So we see from here, from the combination of the two, that what? That every Lav She'ein Bo Maisa, you get Malchus. Says Gemara, Na, Malat Tzara Shavish Ben She'ein Knas. But there's something that Moshe Shemra and Edom Zomen have that's unique about them, that Noser doesn't have, that other Lav Shema Maisas don't have. Motzi Shemra and Edom Zomen are totally unique because they're both a Knas. So you can't teach me in all cases Lav Shema Maisa, you got Malchus. Maybe that's unique to Motzi Shemra and Edom Zomen because they specifically are Knas. Says Gemara, Holo Kasha. That's not a Kasha. Rabbi Yehuda lo Savalek Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold like Rabbi Akiva that Edom Zomen is a Knas. He thinks Edom Zomen is not a Knas. So they're not both a kenas. Says Gemara, okay, but el malah atzad of shavish ben shekin yesh ben sad chamur. Yeah, but Edom Zomen and Motzi Shemra each have something about them that makes it very chamur. There's something about them that makes them different. What makes Motzi Shemra different? What do we say makes Motzi Shemra different? That you get a double penalty, punishment and lashes. What payment and lashes? What makes Edom Zomen different? That there's no hasra. So each of them has something that makes them different. Rabbi Yehuda tzad chamer lo parach. Rabbi Yehuda says, yeah, but that's not a problem because they don't have the same thing that's different. As long as they don't have the same thing that's different, it's okay. You can learn from them. You can learn from the combination. That's why we combine them together because they don't share any differences in common. Main point number two. If you are not writing down the main points here, you probably do not belong in this shir. Main point number two. Machlokas tanayim. Whether the reason Nosar doesn't get Malchus, is because it's a Lav Anitik La'aseh, or because it's a Lav Shein Bo Maisa. Again, Machlokas Tanayim, is the reason that Nosar, what does Nosar mean? Leaving over carbon passes time. The reason that Nosar doesn't get Malchus, whether it's because it's a Lav Anitik La'aseh, which means what? What does it mean? Lavanita class A? Something that could be fixed by a mitzvah. Or whether it's a lav she'ein bo maisa. Write it down in the Hebrew, not in the English, because then you're never going to get the Hebrew. Or a lav she'ein bo maisa. What's a lav she'ein bo maisa? Lav that doesn't involve any action. Lavanita class A. A lavanita class A. A lav that could be fixed by doing a mitzvah saseh. That is main point number two. Lav Hanita Klase. It's in your Gemaras. You can look at the words. Main point number three. Lav Shein Bo Maisa. Main point number three. Again, as we're reading the Gemaras, if you are not looking in the Gemara, you don't stand a chance. As we're reading the Gemaras, I point out to you what's a concept. At that point, you should underline it, circle it, so I don't have to go over it 500 times now so that we can actually get it done by 11:10. So as we are doing the Gemaras, that's what you're supposed to be doing. Number three. Rabbi Yehuda derives that a Lav Shein Bo Maisa does get Malchus from a combination of Edom Zomen and Motzi Shemra. Rabbi Yehuda derives that a Lav Shein Bo Maisa does get Malchus from a combination of Motzi Shemra and Edom Zomen. We're going to get to the Mishnah now. Four lines from the bottom now. V'rabbanan, the Rabbanan of our Mishnah, who say that you only get one punishment for being an Eid Zomim. If you testify that someone owes $1,000 and then you're an Eid Zomim, what do we do to you according to the Rabbanan? You got to pay $1,000 and that's it. You don't get Malchus on top of that, just the $1,000. V'rabbanan, Hailo son of Re'echa Eid Shaker, my Darshi Bey. What do they darshan? What do they learn from the pasuk of Lasan of Re'echa Eit Shakem? They're not giving you malchus from that pasuk. The pasuk tells you not to bear false testimony. So what do they learn from that pasuk? Answers the Gemara, Ha'umi Ba'ilei La'azhara Le'edim Zomnin. They need that pasuk to teach us that it's usher to be an Eid Zomim. Azhara means when the Torah warns you, don't do this. That is the pasuk that tells you that it's usher to be an Eid Zomim. And you need, in order to punish anybody, you need a pasuk somewhere to tell you that it's usher, not just a pasuk that tells you that you get punished. So we have a pasuk that says kasher zomim, you do to them what they try to do to the other guy, but the Torah has to first say that it's usher. So where does it say that it's usher? The Rabbanan say that's the pasuk. Losan of Re'ach Eichaker tells us you're not allowed to be an eid zomim. V'Rabbi Meir asar leidim zomim minalei. Where does Rabbi Meir learn that it's usher to be an eid zomim? Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah, Rabbi Yirmiyah says, Nafkale, he learns it from the following pasuk. Mivahanisharim yishmu v'yirou v'lo yosifu od. That everyone who sees what happens to the Eid Zomim is going to hear and is going to see and is going to be afraid, and they're not going to do it. So that pasuk of, don't, they're not going to do it, tells you that you're not allowed to do it, that you're not allowed to be an Eid Zomim. Okay, why don't the Rabbanan use that pasuk? That looks like a really good pasuk. V'Rabbanan ha'umi ba'yile l'hachraza. They use that pasuk to teach us a different thing. That when we punish an Eid Zomim, we need a hachraza. What's hachraza? Announcing it, exactly. We have to announce publicly, hey everybody, you see this guy that we're killing or beating or making him pay money? It's because he's an Eid Zomim. Why do we have to announce it and make a public spectacle about it? So that other people will learn not to do it, to discourage others. So that's what they learned from that pasuk. It can't be used to tell us that Eid Zomim, it's usher to be an Eid Zomim. We already used that pasuk to teach me that we announce about Eid Zomim. For Rabbi Meir, and what would Rabbi Meir say about Hachraza? Where's Rabbi Meir going to learn that you announce it? Hachraza mi yishmu v'yirou nafka. He learns Hachraza from the words yishmu v'yirou in that pasuk, but then the next phrase, v'lo yosifu od, he uses to teach me that you're not allowed to be an Eid Zomim. So main point number four, we have a machlokas, which pasuk teaches us that you're not allowed to be an Eid Zomim, or put in the terminology I would want you to recognize it in, which pasuk teaches us the azhara for Eidim Zomim, which means that you're not allowed to be an Eid Zomim, that you're not allowed to do it. But everybody agrees, yishma'u v'yira'u teaches that you have to do hachraza for Eidim Zomimin. Everybody agrees. Yishmu v'yira'u teaches that you have to do hachraza. What's hachraza? Publicly announcing it. Publicly humiliating them. That you have to do hachraza for Eidim Zomimin. So again, four simple points. An amud of Gemara. I'll go over the concepts again that you need to know. The concepts you need to know are motzi shemra, someone who accuses his wife of cheating on him after Erison. Knas, which appears on the sixth line of the page, penalty. No sir, which appears on the ninth line of the page. Lav Shein Bo Maisa, which appears on the 13th line of the page or so. Lav Shenitak La'asei, which appears in Rashi. Hasra'a, which appears on the second wide line. Sarashave, which appears on the third wide line, and Azhara, which appears on the third to last line at the end of the line. Azhara, again, is just where the Torah tells you that you're not allowed to do it. So a lot of concepts, but a pretty short daf. We're going to spend probably a lot of time discussing Lav Shein Bo Maisa and Lav Anita Klase, probably after Yom Kippur and Sukkot. All right, have a great day, everybody.